ladies and gentlemen. I'm here up at Southeast Iowa Days. We're here at the legislative reception, and we have the Lieutenant Governor with us. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Well, tell the folks who you are, a little bit about yourself, your background.
Sure. Well, I'm Chris Knoyer. I am the 48th Lieutenant Governor of the state of Iowa. I've been in this role for just over a year. The governor swore me in last December, and before that, I was a state senator from eastern Iowa. I live in LeClaire, just upriver from Southeast Iowa. So I live in LeClaire, and I represented Scott, Clinton, and Jackson County in the Iowa Senate. Before that, I was a school board member in Pleasant Valley, and before that, I was really just a small business owner who was really engaged in my town, my business, and my kids. And I got mad enough at one of my school board members for not calling me back one day, and I decided to run against him, and that's how I got here. So I tell people all the time, I would not be your lieutenant governor if my school board member would have just called me back in 2012.
So. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the governor's office right now. What are the highlights?
Yeah, well, right now the governor's, it's her last legislative session because she's not running for another term. So she really wants to get something accomplished for property taxes. She hears a lot about the property tax burden. We don't have a good ranking nationwide. And I think there's a lot of things that we can do to help lessen the burden of property taxes on our citizens. And, we want to work with our local governments to find a solution that's going to not inhibit growth or stifle innovation, but we want to make sure that we're trying to, do things differently as a government. We've done it at the state level, the governor's realignment bill, where she downsized her size of government, got rid of a lot of rules and regulations. Just getting IT under one umbrella saved taxpayers over $200 million. So I think we kind of led by example at the state level, and we'd like to kind of inspire local governments to try to think of how they can do things differently by sharing services or finding innovations to not only provide excellent services for their citizens, but maybe do it in a different way that's more efficient, that can help lessen that tax burden. So I would say that's really her big priority that she wants to get done before she finishes her term. And then we'll see. I mean, the legislature's got a lot of bills going through right now. So, everything's going back and forth between the House and the Senate, and we'll see what ends up on the governor's desk.
So what about Southeast Iowa? Have you learned anything in speaking with the folks here about the things important to the region down in Southeast Iowa?
Well, what really impresses me about Southeast Iowa is the collaboration. So people aren't, the counties down here and the economic developers aren't working against each other. They're working together in a very collaborative way as a region. They're all looking for that workforce talent, supporting the businesses, and bringing in new business, and, really working hard to be innovative in how they attract and retain businesses, skilled workers, and make sure, we've got this great group of students here. They're all high school juniors who are learning leadership skills, and then they're our next generation. I mean, that's our pipeline of leaders here for Southeast Iowa. So we want to make sure that we have a state and area that makes them want to stay in the region, and make sure that we provide those opportunities for them so that they can stay in Iowa and enjoy the quality of life that we have in Southeast Iowa.
Well, I know you've been a great lieutenant governor, just kind of took off running, but what's next for you? What's next after this legislative session?
Well, I thought when I took the job I was going to be lieutenant governor for 6 years, but about 4 months in, the governor decided not to run again, and I completely respect her decision to do that, to spend time with family. So I decided to pivot and run for the open auditors. The state auditor's position is going to be an open seat next year. So I think with my technology background and, really my passion for looking out for the taxpayer, rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse, and, helping local governments utilize technology to run more effectively and efficiently, I think the state auditor's seat is a better fit for my background and doesn't have the spotlight of the governor's race. So that's what I'm looking at next. So I have a June primary, June 2nd, and then of course the general in November. So it's going to be a wild year.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time to speak with me. I know you're very busy with everyone here, so I appreciate your time. Was there anything, though, that I didn't ask you or that you have a chance to have the microphone that you'd like to say to
Sure.
Southeast Iowans?
Well, first of all, I am extremely impressed by how many people from Southeast Iowa made the trip to Des Moines to really advocate for your region. I mean, it's so important that you come up here, talk to the legislators, the people that are making the policy, and talk about how bills or proposed bills affect your region and why things are important and why things aren't important, and make sure they understand your priorities. So there's a lot of really strong advocates in this room, and they're really doing the right thing by engaging the legislators and making their voices heard and representing Southeast Iowa. It's really important that we continue to do that. I live in Eastern Iowa myself, and all of Eastern Iowa has a place near and dear in my heart, and it's important that we make sure that people know that we're out here.